Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Well, here we go again. We love it. We love doing it. We love having you listen. So this is Keep the Boss of the Beach coming to you live right now. And, of course, wherever you're listening from, believe me this. We do it right. We love it. We appreciate everybody. And I want to give a special shout out to our engineer and the team that makes this show work. And that's Tim Goodrich with Soundcheck Studios. We want to thank all the different artists who are providing us with music. And we're continuing supporting local artists and local music. Over the weekend, we had a big blues festival in town. And I got, if you go to our website, you'll see a few pictures of us out there hanging out at the blues festival. We want to thank the city of St. Pete for continuing to have these great concerts that we all appreciate. Now, the reason I said that is because we support vets, too. That means that us and the people like the blues festival, people like the Renaissance festival, like all of these outdoor entertainment, they're supporting veterans. We've stood up and said, listen, we're glad that the mandate is winding down, but COVID is still around. So I'm telling you right now, get your shots, get your masks, and stay in the game, because it's still killing people. And we don't want any of our veterans going nowhere based on COVID. You went out and fought a war, you came back home. We don't need that to hurt you. Years after scandal, the VA is still reporting misleading medical appointment wait times for veterans. Now, that's a subject that we've all been talking about, and I'm going to say something because I visit a few of the veterans' hospitals when I travel just to make sure that what I'm hearing is what's true. Veteran hospital wait time has been reduced dramatically, but it still exists. Why? We won't try to put the blame on anybody. But upcoming career fairs, I'm going to talk about, because some of those people working at the VA need to retire, go home, and be blessed at your home. Take care of your children, grandchildren, cousins, whoever else is. But let some of these new veterans get a job. Let them bring their knowledge to making the VA better. Because I know that the VA is doing a great job, but you were only set up to do 3 or 4 million. Now you got 35 to 40 million. So it is cumbersome, but we support vets too, is the program. And remember, deceptive practices to hide true wait times has always been a problem. Since 2014 scandal, multiple legislatures overall have quickly gotten together to try to change this perception and also make it easier for those to do it. One way is you got to remember that the veterans allowed little medical centers to open up. You do not need to go to the VA. If you're in an area where the VA isn't going to be accessible, you can go to a regular hospital. And when you go to a regular hospital, they have to take care of you. So do not blame it all on the VA. Some of it has to do with just please take the time and go do it. Go to somewhere else. Give the VA a break. Last year, the then acting undercover person for health and VA acknowledged to the IG that the department never tackled the issue of veterans measure wait time. The ID said, there's some wrongdoing here. We got to take care of it. We're going to figure out how to make it right. And they are working on it. The wait times have dropped dramatically. Yeah. So we're going to be working on the rest of it when we get to that point in it. We're presently grateful. And I want to take a break right here. And when we come back, I'm going to give you some great news about veteranization. Don't forget, we want to thank all of the people at American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. And we're giving a big shout out to our guys, Kevin Humes, who's taken over and doing some big things. There are a couple of other things that I want to mention, but you stay right here with us. And guess what? I'll be right back. Sunshine Radio. Sure enjoyed that music. I have to give a special shout out to my favorite artist on the planet. Her name is Virginia Rose, and it's the Virginia Rose Band, Deep End, from their original album, Make Believe. Believe me, go get it. any of her product you'll love right quick here. We are here to support local music worldwide. If you happen to be in another state, in another city, but you're a local artist and you want exposure, contact WVET or online radio. Believe me, it works. Onlineradio.com, WVET, or ontheairtoday.com. Now, as I told you about it, I'm going to go ahead and slow down a little bit. This one is a true story, and it's all for veterans. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. The name of the show is Voice for Veterans. And I always say voice for veterans, with veterans, by veterans, to veterans, and with all of the people who support veteranization. Family members are very important. Now, one of hope and inspiration. Sharing stories is something that I believe in. Tell somebody your story. On this one, we're going to be talking about upcoming career fairs. Fort Hood, Texas. Greater San Francisco Bay Area. And starting right now, tomorrow, guess what? New York. Transportation for the Army and the spouses. Fort Benning, Georgia. Charlotte, North Carolina. South Central, Reagan. And Chicago. Okay. Those are all upcoming career fairs for veterans in the month of April. Greater San Francisco, New York, Fort Benning, Charlotte, South Central region, and Chicago. And you tune in with us at the end of the month. I'll be telling you about all the places in May that have job fairs. Support them. If you're a veteran, if you're a family member of a veteran, find the job fair. Upcoming job fairs. I'll post them on our website, and you can come there and see it on the air today.com. Believe me, and we're going to be publishing the one thing that you can get here. See, I believe in journals. I believe that every veteran needs his own journal. Write down the important things. Go back and reflect on them. Mine is called UP, Universal Positive Principle Philosophy Journal. You'll be able to get it, and I'm going to adorn it in military-looking covers. So you'll know that this one is for you. Before all of the events, whether they're virtual, whether they're non-virtual, whether they're live, you need a checklist. So go to our website, and we're going to say, recruit military career fairs. That's important. You got it. Do it. Stick to it. Oh, Lord, here comes the good news. I might put a little music in there. Do-do-do-do-do. The good news is, World War II veteran actually dies at 96 years old. This man was old. He had been here a while. He had done all he could do. And guess what? He amassed a wealth. Now, this is a veteran. You always hear about the veteran who's doing bad under the bridge. I'm here to tell you there's a whole lot of veterans who didn't do bad, never going to do bad, and going to share their growth and wealth with the rest of us. I got the story of a lifetime. World War II veteran dies at 96 and leaves $63 million to Tampa Bay charities. Wait a minute. I know we got a charity to support veterans. I guess I should have put my number in. $63 million got dispersed throughout Tampa Bay from a veteran. That's the kind of story I want to hear more and more about. And this man was generous. He left it all. He didn't leave a piece of it. He left it all. $63 million. Well, that's all we know about. We don't know what happened. Nearly 1 year after passing of David Baldwin, at the age of 96, half a dozen Tampa Bay charities received $63 million from his estate. Lacey Miller said the first met Mr. Baldwin 10 years ago when he gave her a gift of $5,000 for the Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg. The man was one of the good guys. David Baldwin drove onto the Our Campus
And guess what? Old beat up Lincoln said he had something to give him. And guess what? He gave it to him.
Mr. Baldwin is one of those that we want to mention a lot. And I think you can find the story right here, or you can find it on ABC. But either way, this is one of the great stories about a veteran and the good stuff that veterans do. One more break, and I'll be right back. Okay. You heard it, and I loved it. In the Wind, Virginia Rose Band. In the Wind, because she's now a grown woman. She's always been a little girl to all of us, but she's grown up now. Happy birthday. It's either today or yesterday was Virginia Rose's birthday. I want to give a shout out to her and tell everybody, say happy birthday to Virginia Rose, all grown up. Well, I got something to talk to you guys about that I've been working on for a while, and I'm new to bring it up, but I wanted to be able to talk at length about it. But we're going to give you a shout out right now on a flight of West Central Florida dedicated to American veterans visiting their memorials. There are a lot of memorials across this country. Most people don't pay attention to them, but the veterans do. And the rest of us,
the rest of us are paying attention. Honor Flights, West Central Florida. What is an honor flight? An honor flight is one of those flights that we put together for the sole purpose of doing one thing: taking our veterans back to places that they remember and letting you know how important it was. We got to remember, the honor flight program is established. They fly veterans from the middle of Florida, and this time they're going to Washington, D.C., okay? And it'll be one of the last flights to D.C., but they'll be talking about other locations. We want to say thank you for that, and please, when you hear about an honor flight, support it. Please, if you hear about an honor flight, support it. This is something that we can remember in this day and time that will be there. Support your mission through your donations, through your making sure you're there, through your seeing them off when the flight goes to the next place. And please make this a real big part of the family tradition, is to make honor flights. They work hard to put them together. The history of the honor flight is there. We're going to be publishing on our website, ontheairtoday.com, WVETonlineradio.com, and you can read more about the honor flights, when they may be coming into Central Florida or flying from somewhere else. But if you got a veteran who wants to go back and visit, make sure that we can do that. That's very important. Honor flights. Well, now that you talked about honor flights, we got to move on to something else that's also dear to my heart for our veterans. And that is, guess what? Veteran military resources. And when I say that, you mean Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard. There's a new resource guide available, and you can, of course, get it at the VA. Go by Bay Pines. Come downtown St. Pete, 501 First Avenue North. Go up to the fifth floor. The Veterans Office is there. And we say, come by, get your new resource guide. Tampa Bay is the new area for veterans. Many, many years ago, when World War II ended, it was San Diego. Oh, I remember Coronado. I remember San Diego. But now, after this group of wars fought from here, MacDill Air Force Base, guess what? We now are the new growing veteran community. Everybody's stopping here. A lot of people will stay here. So we want to say welcome to the Tampa Bay area. You got St. Petersburg and you got beaches galore. Come on down, raise your kids, enjoy the new growth area for veterans in America, Tampa Bay. For those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, we're grateful that each man and woman are among us. For those who continue to serve, we honor their commitment. For those who return to civilian life, we honor their service. And that's what we're talking about, the Veteran and Military Resource Guide. Listen, there's more information in here than I can do in a half hour. So you stick with us, stay on this radio station, and we will continue to upgrade you to the new things, especially for our veteran families. We support veterans too. And if you happen to be a veteran looking a way to support your other veterans, and don't forget, and I'm going to tell you right now so that you won't forget, Vets 214. Go to WVETonlineradio.com and you will find it. Part of our resources. And we're talking about programs where veterans can step in and help veterans. But the rest of the public, teachers, schools, hospitals, any industry you're in, computer industry, phone industry, and all that, be able to say, we support vets too. If you call UPS, you're going to probably get a veteran. They hired a lot of veterans. Enterprise Rent-A-Car hired a lot of veterans. Now we want all of American business to stand up and hire a veteran. The jobs are available. The veterans are available. It takes two to know two. Get to know them. Make it a difference in your life. Keith, the boss of the beach, guess what? I'm going to a beach sometime today, but I can't tell you which one. But I will stop. Nah, maybe I go to Clearwater today. But either way, I'll be out there. We're talking to our veterans, making sure that their families are being taken care of and that they're aware of all of the stuff that we can do at WVETOnlineRadio.com. And, of course, you're in tune, Voice for Veterans. And don't forget, 96.7 FM. You can pick it up. And, of course, on Saturdays, 8:30 in the morning, rise and shine with us here and listen to us all day long. And, of course, on Thursday afternoon, we're on at stpeteonlineradio.com. We want to say thank you for all that you do. But keep listening. Radio is back, and we are all on point. Old military term, stay on point and know what you're looking for. I want to say a shout out to all the family and friends. And today was a good day because we are still working on a lot of other things that support this community. And over the weekend, we met some new artists, and we're going to be talking about them. Over the last two or three weeks, we've had a lot of activities. And I live right across the street from the baseball stadium, and baseball is back. So our next broadcast, when they come back home, we're going to do a live broadcast right outside the stadium. And we'll be talking to all of our veterans who are enjoying the fact that baseball has returned. So we shout out to all of our people at the Sports Connection. Catch them at Thirds on Saturday. Sports Connection. Just go sit down and listen to them. You broadcast live from there. And we want to thank Joe. Thank you for letting us do this Veterans Radio show. And we will continue. Don't forget, you can tune in every week. We're here, and we know that Veterans Radio is worldwide on the air today.com. Please go to it. And I'm going to say a little bit more music, and let's stay with our girl, Virginia Rose, and happy, happy, happy birthday to Virginia Rose, one of our greatest local artists. And we just finished hearing Deep End. And of course, we also heard In the Wind, which is the grown-up song for a beautiful young artist who has maintained her respect over the years and always does wonderful music. Thank you to Virginia Rose. All right. We hope you got enough information today. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm going to say we're over and out with a shout. More music. Saturday mornings, this is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.